morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. Today, the jolt of hope that I have for the week is salt and light. This was talked about in the Sermon on the Mount by Jesus, and it's referring to Christians as people that need to be salt and light to the world. But before we get to that, to tie into that, I think there's two different ways that Christians believe to be in the world today, especially in Western Christianity. First way is social justice, that we need to be people concerned with the oppression and well-being of others, especially those on the fringes. And so what social justice then, if that's your primary focus of the gospel and what you are to do with your faith, what that does then is it tells you that we need to combat evil first so that people may believe our message. That if we don't fight for the rights of those who are disenfranchised, then nobody's going to take our message seriously. Then the other part is evangelism, and how some Christians believe that evangelism is the way to change the world. And so how this works out then is that lives must be transformed. Hearts must be transformed by the gospel first, so then that the world can change. And you may have heard it in some way from some people that the excuse we get is, well, people are evil and people are sinful, so nothing's going to change until Jesus comes back. And so that's kind of the view with evangelism, that unless people turn their hearts to Jesus, nothing's ever going to change. So that's going to be our first focus, is changing the hearts of people with evangelism, telling them about Jesus and to accept Jesus into their hearts. So both of these feel like they're kind of uneven in some way. That if you're put the justice train before the evangelism train, then you're going to be a little lopsided. Same thing if you put the evangelism train before the justice train, it'll feel a little lopsided. I think one of the things to think about is the salt and light. Going back to that with Jesus, when he talks about salt and light. At the time, salt for people then was a preservative, much like it is now. It preserved meat, it kept it good for a long time so they could eat it later. So maybe in some ways, as salt in the world, we need to be people that are preventing evil from happening, preventing our brothers and sisters from being taken advantage of or oppressed or put on the fringes of society. We need to be aware of that. It's to help slow the decay of justice, that we know that at some point, if we don't fight for justice, that we will no longer be able to recognize it. And then light. Light is to spread truth and goodness to all. That, you know, when light is present, darkness cannot prevail. And so light is to be spreading the good news and the joy and the truth of Jesus to others so that they may live in light rather than darkness also. So I think these two things can work together. But also, the number one thing that needs to be ahead of those two things that will inform all of it is love. Love comes first. Love comes first, and love motivates our mission. Because without love, all that stuff is meaningless. It's acts of righteousness without faith, or it's only faith without acts of righteousness. Love is what guides us. Love is what's supposed to guide us into helping others, to give justice towards others, to work towards reconciliation, to work towards racial reconciliation, to work towards feeding those who are hungry, to work towards helping those who are in poverty, working towards telling the truth of Jesus to people whose hearts are hardened or evil, that they may know the goodness and truth of Christ in their midst. That's kind of what's given me hope lately, that everything that's gone on in 2020, different views on how to be Christians in the world, different views of how to be Christians in America, that this is the way we can move forward, that both evangelism and justice belong, but first we need to have love in order for those to even work. So in your life this week, may you find the way that your love for others may guide you in ways that you can advocate for justice, that you could tell people about Jesus and the good news that he brings of the kingdom of God, because that's going to bring balance to your spiritual life, and it's going to bring balance so that you may not feel guilty of living one way and forgetting the other. And I think importantly, you should look at Isaiah 58, 6 through 10 and Matthew 28, 17 through 10 to continue this journey of salt and light. Have a great week.